Good afternoon with a look at Radio on the Go Sports on 99 The Wave. I'm Sean Dietz reporting. Checking the scorecard from yesterday around Black Friday sports action in college football. The Iowa Hawkeyes defeated the Nebraska Cornhuskers 13-10 on Black Friday. More on that in just a moment. Men's college basketball action saw Iowa State fall to Virginia Tech 71-62. The Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Seton Hall 85-72. And the Northern Iowa Panthers were a 22-point winner over Stanford, 73-51, that in the battle for Atlantis at Paradise Island, Bahamas. Women's college hoops, Drake over Louisiana Tech, 77-66. The Northern Iowa ladies fell at the hands of Syracuse, 71-54, and it was Vanderbilt over Iowa State, 68-53 on Friday. Also in women's college hoops action, can't forget the Iowa Hawkeyes. Caitlin Clark-led Hawkeyes defeated Purdue Fort Wayne yesterday, 98-59. College volleyball action, Northwestern sweeps Iowa 3-0. Well, back to the college gridiron. Number 17, Iowa closed their 2023 regular season with a wild 13-10 win against Big Ten West rival Nebraska. The Hawkeyes secured their second 10-win season of the past 3 years thanks to a game-winning 38-yard field goal from backup kicker Marshall Meter. That game-winning kick happened to be Meter's first field goal attempt all season. Iowa's usual kicker, Drew Stevens, had two field goals blocked and booted two kickoffs out of bounds earlier in the game. To add to his unexpected heroics, Meter transferred to Iowa from Central Michigan in the offseason, making just 5 of his 11 field goal attempts with the Chippewas in 2022, finishing below 50% in his last full season as a starting kicker. Iowa's walk-off win against Nebraska featured a record low over-under of 24.5 points for an FBS game. That's just the start of the fun. It marked the fourth game involving Iowa this season featuring an over-under that either tied or set the record low, and on top of that, the under hit all four times for those of you who sports bet. Three of those games involving the Hawkeyes came within the final 4 weeks of the regular season, and they won all three of those. It makes it all the more wondrous that Iowa, despite its offensive struggles, managed to win 10 games, and technically 12 wins are still on the table if the Hawkeyes can manage to upset either Ohio State or Michigan in the Big Ten title game next week, followed by a to-be-determined bowl. While staying on the college gridiron for today, Iowa State closes the regular season on the road at number 19 Kansas State. The recent history of this series has featured close games. 6 of the last 9 have been decided by 5 points or less.
It's been, you know, right down to the end. It's a physical football game. You know, usually the team that really plays with the most detail in the game wins the football game, and probably why, you know, for me and for us, just such another great challenge is, you know, can you be that team for 4 quarters? And you're going to have to be, especially on the road in this game.
That's Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell, who says it'll take a big effort to get this road win.
You know, I think this is one of the great places to play in college football. I think their game day environment is electric. Obviously, the tradition that they've created there makes it that way and makes it a real challenge to play there.
With further expansion of the Big 12, this series will not be a protected rivalry and will no longer be played on an annual basis.
Man, I'm probably more of the traditionalist. I love being able to have rivalries and, you know, be able to play in big football games that mean a lot to both universities and both alumni groups. And I certainly think a game like this means a lot to, I know, our program, and I think it means a lot to their program as well.
The Cyclones are 6-5. Wildcats 8-3. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. with pregame set to get underway at 5 o'clock over on our sister station 104.9 KLMJ. Well, moving to girls high school basketball news now. The 9th-ranked Applington Parkersburg girls basketball team is off to a 1-0 start ahead of the beginning of conference play next week. In this past week's 55-22 win at Hampton Dumont Cal to open the season, the Falcons committed 26 turnovers while using an up-tempo style. Head coach Brady Driscoll says the fast pace of play will be a work in progress throughout the first few games.
Being able to play fast and take care of the ball, we got the fast part down. It's the take care of the ball part that needs to come along with it. But I'm not too worried. You know, last year we started out with 26 against these guys, and then the next game I think like Oline, they like 23, and then the next game 19, and then it just kind of worked its way down to the teens and kind of stayed there. And if we can do that again this year, that'll help out. So taking care of the ball, but still playing that fast pace, and then rebounding too with Sumner coming up next. You know, Elliot's really good player, really good rebounder, gets a lot of putbacks. So I have to work very hard on the boards to keep her off the glass. And then with teams down the stretch, you know, some of the better teams are your better rebounding teams. So we'll have to lock in, find a body. We got to get out and run so much that we sometimes forget to go rebound first, and then we can run.
A tenacious defensive effort registered 43 rebounds and 17 steals in Monday's win. However, the Falcons will also look to make improvements from a 3 of 14 mark, from three-point range and 59% at the free throw line. The Falcons will be back in action this Tuesday at Sumner Fredericksburg, a game that will air right here on 99 The Wave, as John Mowinkle will have the call on 98.9. And to the high school wrestling mats now. The Dyke New Hartford wrestling team will enter the upcoming season with a roster with a lot of wins under their belt. The Wolverines have one returning state qualifier in Zach Edelman, who finished fourth at 182 pounds last year. He went 42-7 a year ago and will be joined by several others with heavy varsity experience. Head coach Tony Norton says several upperclassmen have the potential to take the next step.
Max Weedman, we know, was right there last year at 106 pounds. He showed some good promise, got some things to clean up, just like all of them do, of course. Lucas Ragsdale was close last year also. We think he'll be back probably at the same weight, back at 120, but we'll kind of see. He showed a lot of growth also, so far it looks like. So Jake Reichs, he was at 132 last year. You know, the new weight class is not exactly sure what weight he's going to be at. We got some other guys too. You know, Ty Deering was in varsity lineup most of the year. Walker Weedman, another one that was in varsity lineup most of the year. Both seniors, those two are. Like I said, I think we have some potential. Just got to make sure we get everybody in the right weights.
Wolverines will begin their season in a triangular with Denver at Sumner Fredericksburg on Thursday, November 30th. That will air right here on 99 The Wave. Taking a look at the scorecard for today, a busy slate of action. Girls high school basketball, it's rivalry Saturday at Kirkwood Community College as a pair of top two teams face off. Class 2A's number one ranked Dyke New Hartford Wolverines take on Class 3A's number two Solon. That game takes place at 6:55. Girls wrestling, the Belle Plaine Invitational going on today, featuring area teams APGC and North Butler Clarksville. College football, FCS playoff action. Drake is at North Dakota State in a matchup that kicks off at 2:30 p.m. Kansas State, as we mentioned, hosts Iowa State in a matchup you can hear over on our sister station, 104.9 KLMJ. And Division III playoffs, as Wartburg just kicked off here a few moments ago against Whitworth, hosting that game. The Knights are hosting in Waverly today. Men's college basketball action, Drake hosting Texas Southern. Upper Iowa will take on Southwest Minnesota State in St. Paul today. Wartburg is on the road at Wisconsin La Crosse, and Waldorf hosts McPherson. Nyack is taking on Central Community College of Columbus today. In women's college basketball action, Drake hosts Richmond, and Northern Iowa takes on Vanderbilt in Las Vegas as part of the South Point Shootout. Iowa State is battling Syracuse this afternoon. That game also on our sister station, 104.9 KLMJ, the Cyclone Radio Network. Iowa takes on FGCU today in the Gulf Coast Showcase. Upper Iowa hosts Indianapolis, Wartburg hosting Wisconsin Eau Claire, and Waldorf hosting McPherson. Nyack takes on Central Community College of Columbus today. College volleyball action, Iowa State hosts Cincinnati, and Iowa is on the road at Wisconsin. That's your look at Radio On The Go Sports here on this Saturday. Thanks so much for tuning in. More online at radioonthego.com. I'm Sean Dietz reporting. Have a great weekend.